Now, joining me in studio is Tony Shanahan, Senior Executive Officer in the Community Department of Kildare County Council, to talk all about this Bridget 2026. Tony, good morning and thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning. We just had a bit of a chat off air there about the 65 events kind of among the county taking place for Bridget 2026 this year. Can you give listeners a bit of an overview of this year's celebrations?
Yeah, well, thanks very much for having me, Hannah. I'm delighted to be here, and it's a crazy busy period, but an exciting period for everybody involved as well. Yes, look, this is the fourth year of the Spirit of Kildare, Bridget Spirit of Kildare Festival, led by Kildare County Council, and it's really established itself on the calendar. And look, as somebody who's grown up in Kildare Town, literally in the shadow of the Round Tower, I'm really honoured to be associated with the festival. So it kicks off on Thursday and it runs through 5 days to Bank Holiday Monday, with literally something for everybody. And look, it's a great mix of events, and what we like as a local authority as well, it's bringing out visitors to support the local economy, bringing business to the tourism and hospitality sector at a time of the year that it's a bit quiet. But actually, as you were just mentioning, between Solus Frida, Kildare County Council and the community-led events, there are 65 events taking place over kind of an eight-day period over the festival, with something for everyone. Absolutely, yeah.
Definitely. And I know I have the list in front of me of those 5 days here, but also looking at the website and the community events, there's just so much happening. It's a jam-packed week, really, for Bridget 2026. I suppose some of the highlights for this year, Tony, if you wouldn't mind going through some of the big events taking place.
Yeah, okay. So kicking off on the Thursday night in Selbridge, in a beautiful iconic heritage property of Christchurch, we've got Jack Gale, a real Kildare favourite, with his songbook. Friday night is like a massively anticipated event, which is completely sold out, which is Picture This in the Arch in Atai, which is a really cool novel way in which they sold the tickets there. But also there's literally a handful of tickets left for what I think is going to be a really rocking gig. Gurriers, they're about to head off on their US tour. They're kind of aimed at a younger audience slightly, but that's going to be a really amazing event, and that's in the Spiegel tent in Naas, and that's taking place on Friday night as well. Saturday is like absolutely jam-packed as well. We've got something very new. We're really leaning into the whole Spirit of Kildare aspect in terms of the Spirit of Kildare sessions or music events. So most of the artists taking place are either from Kildare or have a band member from Kildare, or the themes are Kildare related. So it's really kind of a Kildare theme this year in particular. So we've also got Paul Noonan, Lisa Hannigan and Gemma Hayes, and Paul is from Kildare, and they're going to be performing as the trio in the Spiegel tent on Saturday at night as well. That's almost completely sold out. Sunday then we have our awards. We've got a lot of new things I'd like to talk about in the festival too. And then we have a new initiative as well on Monday, completely new, Law Cruinniú Kildare. Like, it's completely Irish Culture Day. We've got a live podcast from How to Gael, and there's some very limited tickets left for that as well. And what I think is going to be a real kind of secret surprise, really, on the closing of the festival on the Monday night in the Spiegel tent in Naas, which is Alton, like a legendary Irish band. But they're also supported by a really cool six-piece, incredibly loud, brilliant live performers called Madra Solach, who've recently taken part in Tradfest in Dublin as well. And they're a supporting act. So that's a really good two-for-one offer in terms of an event for people to attend as well. So there's something for everybody. Even spoken about the amazing array of community events as well that take place too.
Yeah,
you know?
And we could be here the full hour.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
Everything this morning. But you're also mentioning that, and you kind of briefly touched on it, there's a lot of new events, a lot of new things taking place that we haven't seen before in the previous Bridget celebrations.
Yeah, so there's a few new initiatives, I suppose. One of them would be our awards, our Spirit of Kildare Awards. They're taking place in Naas on Bridget's night itself. And like, they really are a meaningful addition and a way of saying thank you and honouring people who reflect the spirit of Bridget and her values, which I think, in fairness, when you think about community, creativity and compassion and things like that, are values as relevant as they were 1500 years ago. But like, what we found incredibly exciting, I mean, a lot of our team are from Kildare as well, is that any person in Kildare would have huge pride to see the quality of the almost 250 people and groups who were nominated by communities in Kildare last November. And that's been whittled down, very difficult process, to 28 groups and people shortlisted across 7 categories. And it really reflects the talent and dedication and creativity across Kildare. And you've got a really cool event, really, where you've got like community champions, local community champions, well-known figures of sport and entertainment. And what they have in common is that they shine a positive light in Kildare and on Kildare. And what I think is going to be particularly novel as well is that you're going to have people in their 80s who've given decades of service to their local communities in the same room as young people who in their short lives have been an inspiration, they've volunteered, they've had amazing sporting achievements and a lot more. So yeah, we've got 7 categories that night, from community life, youth leadership, the arts, sport, heritage, care for the environment, and of course you couldn't leave out, much like Bridget herself, women in leadership. A great celebration of amazing people, so we're really looking forward to that night in particular. Other things that are different as well, I suppose, would be the fact that, you know, the community grant scheme in particular that we've got, the legacy fund that the councillors created, has resulted in almost 30 events taking place led by the community in Clare as well. So basically, when you add the council-led events, the community events, and also the festival of Féile Breatha taking place in Solas Breatha, you have 65 events taking place over a long period of time in the county. Yeah, so it's really jam-packed, absolutely.
Yeah, and the reaction and the selling out of tickets, a lot of these events are kind of just, it's just about that last final push to get those tickets sold out. But great reaction from the community for people wanting to get involved in this year's celebrations. And you were saying to me as well that, of course, all of these funds go towards next year's festival as well.
So look, it's a, look, I have to really commend, I suppose, in particular our councillors, like, they've really supported what we've done in the last few years. It's the fourth year. It's growing so much. And you rightly said, like, I think of the 12 main kind of council-led events where tickets are that are ticketed, I think 9 of them are almost sold out. And there's a few tickets left just for a few as well. Yeah, so look, I think another thing that's very different, we have a few little novel things that are different this year, is the idea of a Spiegel tent. So we've, at the moment right now, I think by Wednesday it should be completed, if you want to pass into Nace yourself and have a look. Going to be a really cool kind of festival hub, and there's going to be something happening there in terms of family-friendly events every morning from Friday through to Monday. And then also every evening there'll be kind of a really good music event happening as well. So that's going to be a really kind of rocking location in Nace as well for the whole of the festival. So look, I'd really encourage people, if they really want to kind of make sure they don't miss out, log on to spiritofbridget.ie to secure your ticket. As I say, we've got a limited few left for Jack Gale, Celine Byrne, Alton as well. But like, we're very much, I checked literally before I came on, we're very close to being sold out on almost everything already, which is great.
That's amazing to hear. Now, of course, one of the big events that people will be have heard of from a few months ago is, of course, Athy's Own Picture This performing. Again, we saw the queues back a few months ago when those tickets went on sale, and they sold out pretty much immediately.
Yeah, that was cool because, I mean, really it was the guys themselves. They kind of wanted to kind of get back to the roots, so to speak. It's tabled as a homecoming gig. They really wanted to thank the people who kind of helped them start off in Kildare and South Athy, or South Kildare and Athy in particular. So that's why it was an in-person sale of tickets. And it really kind of harked back to the like 80s and 90s before you had kind of online sales where you've got queues around the corner. So that's going to be an amazing gig. Kind of back where it started in the Arch in Athy as well. But what was interesting about that, it was a real insight into the following to have when that went up for sale. We got calls and emails from Germany, Belgium, a number of European countries. So they really are kind of out there kind of selling Kildare very well and kind of leading the way in music, like, for Kildare. So yeah, very proud of them and a great event.
Yeah, and by the sounds of it, those emails coming in from other European countries asking if they could get tickets to come over to Kildare. So really highlighting the influence they have for the county as well, and bringing the attention, the well-deserved attention, to Bridget 2026. So many events taking place over those 5 days. So it all starts, it kind of kicks off really on Thursday, but there are also more community-led events taking place kind of before and after that as well.
Yeah, so there's a number of things. I suppose there's about, as I said, about 30 or so grant-aided events. Like, they come from a legacy fund that was created by our councillors after Bridget 1500, which is a really positive initiative. And kind of the fact that there's 30 of them reflects like the love of Bridget in Kildare, like in Kildare's communities. So there's a few I can just mention. I can't get through 30 in the short time we have, but look, it's reputed that obviously Bridget was born in Umeris, just outside Monastrevin. And would you believe the Camino walk that they've had for a few years there now brings over 2,000 people out there on a 6K walk along the Blue Way, and that's a community-led event. There's a really cool event for kids and younger people in particular in Salins, which is the Spring Pedal Parade. So that's a spectacular fancy dress costume event with people on their bikes. Again, well over 2,000 people. And what's brilliant about that is artists and the local community are going to collaborate on making a Bridget's cloak from upcycled materials. So it's really teaching about environmental responsibility and climate change. Kildare Town then on the Bank Holiday Monday sees the return of the Busking Festival, bringing the sounds of music to the streets of Kildare. That's Bank Holiday. And there's a load of other events. There's an event in Clane with the Irish Wheelchair Association, an art event in Athy with the great community group Sing and Sign, lots of cross making, willow weaving and workshops all across Kildare. And they're up there on the same billing on spiritofbridget.ie. You can see more about those events as well.
I mean, just the amount of work put into this year's celebrations for Bridget 2026, Are you wrecked or are you looking forward to it now?
I'm running on adrenaline and buzz. And, oh, look, it's great. Like, I mean, there's a great buzz, really, I suppose, in Nace right now because one of the venues, the big venue, the Spiegel Tent, has gone up. So when I finish here, we'll go up there and have a look at that. And you're welcome to come up later on, obviously, KFM, to have a look at it too. Like, it's going to be a really exciting venue when it's finished. It should be finished on Wednesday. Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's other things that were kind of still, like, you know, if there's tickets not available for ticket events, there's still a few other things that people could really consider going to. Like, I talk about, I suppose, the open air events that take place. There's two really big ones and really popular ones, and they're free, family friendly. So Maynooth will see one on Saturday starting at 6, and that's seen over 6,000 people in the past out in the depths of winter, like, which is quite the achievement, and shows the love of Bridget as well. So Saturday evening in Maynooth is going to have a new kind of art company called Volcadana. They're going to be putting on a show through puppetry, aerial artistry, fiery storytelling, that kind of stuff. And what we're also doing there, which I think is a positive thing as well, we're going to dim the lights and the music at around 6 for a kind of a more relaxed performance at 6. And that's recognising Maynooth status as an autism-friendly town as well. And there's also actually a market taking place there within that area as well from 5 o'clock onwards with local traders too. So that's Maynooth. And then at the same time, then we have the next day, I should say, in Kildare Town, the home of Bridget. I would say that as a Kildare person, but anyway. On the Sunday then at 6 in Kildare, we'll have Lux back again. They've been really amazing, incredibly talented artists there. They're going to help thousands of Kildare people welcome the light of spring after the dark of winter. They're going to have a fiery procession spectacular in Kildare Town as well there. So these are events that are free for families to attend, and you know, look forward to seeing people get out and enjoy themselves.